The Iraqi army in cooperation with Shia volunteer forces and Sunni tribes continue to push back militants on several fronts. A source in Salah ad-Din province said several militants were killed by Iraqi forces after repelling an attack on Balad. The town, which lies some 80 kilometers south of Tikrit, has been witnessing several attacks by militants with mortar shells and heavy weapons in a bid to advance in the province. The source said the security forces also managed to destroy vehicles belonging to ISIL. A number of militants were able to flee the area but left their weapons and belongings. Iraqi army forces are taking control of the areas near the city of Yathrib in Salah ad-Din province. In the city of Tikrit, a wide military operation is underway to cleanse the area from terrorist groups.
Salah ad-Din is used by militants as a gate to transfer reinforcements from and to Anbar and Diyala. Diyala is now liberated and the Iraqi forces launched operations in Salah ad-Din, which resulted in the liberation of Beji.
Elsewhere in Anbar province, government forces were able to repel an attack on the city of Ramadi, pushing ISIL militants away from the government complex. The Takfiri militants have been trying for the past 2 weeks to regain control of the government complex and advance in the provincial capital.
There is a huge advance in military operations. The Iraqi army is attacking militants on several fronts. Diyala is totally liberated and Iraqi forces advance toward Tikrit and Baiji. This is all due to the new strategies, which prove that the Iraqi forces are on the right track.
U.S.-led coalition warplanes launched airstrikes against ISIL positions in the north of the country. Reports said the coalition was able to inflict heavy losses on the militants. It seems the Iraqi army is making headway in its fight against ISIL militants. Analysts say the battle in Salah ad-Din will be over soon after liberating Diyala province from the Takfiri militants. However, the operations in Anbar province may take some time. Rahshan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.